This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only, and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, Jenny Puamanuka.
Kia ora, good morning.
We've got Jeff and we've got
Hello,
Simon.
Hello, everybody.
Kia ora, wonderful kia ora. Person. Now, a tornado hit Norton last week. Is this a sign from God of the dark ages that we're living in with relativism, radical individualism and materialism, making us godless?
I don't think so.
There's another way you can put radical individualism.
Yeah,
definitely. If you're a radical individualism that wants to fight for freedom, I would say go hard.
Yeah, but it has a negative context that if you're just attacking other people and you're not standing up for your right, you're not proclaiming Christ.
Putting my 50 cents in mind.
I think it would probably be a bigger natural disaster, something huge, because that tornado was tiny if God was angry.
Okay, now the King Jesus Honours Award, we're handing it to one another. There you are, Jenny.
Oh, thank you very much.
We're honouring you. We're honouring you, Jeff. We're honouring all freedom fighters out there.
I love because, to accept this for all of them.
Apparently,
thanks, Mum, for having me.
The system was honouring judges, comedians, Ruth Richards. I mean, she betrayed the people, didn't she, you know, many years ago. And also Joe Conrad for services to Maori people, Danes and Knights. I can acknowledge that guy because he was working with the Maoris to bring about change and transformation. Also, manufactured scarcity, what's that about?
Manufactured scarcity roots right back from colonialism, and you were giving me a download before on the whole history of things, how it goes from one monarchy to the next. So it's like, it's always been abundance and plenty, but manufactured scarcity is the whole thing that's been fed through the media, the whole narrative, that we're supposed to accept it. Like, here's your baked bean, be happy. No, get stuffed.
Population elimination, and when the bond goes to the rich. So are we all conned, you know, by thinking we're going to have nothing and be happy and conned by the rich? And I have received an eviction order, you know what I mean? I've been trying to find another place to stay, and so I have to take action through the courts because I'm being viciously attacked as an organisation and what I represent and this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that people, they turn on me when they find that I'm standing up for people's rights as a sheriff and common law and who people really are? Do you pay a price politically when you stand up and speak out?
No, I think your landlord is just money hungry.
Yeah?
That's what I think.
A well-cloned slave, if you ask me.
I don't know if we can generalise. It's safe to generalise that all landlords are money hungry, but your one
No, you do get the odd good one out there, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, what people are saying is that apparently Luxon's gone up in the polls, but why is it that National can work in together with the MPs, but Labour can't? Labour, they always get individualistic. That's radical individualism gone wrong when they can't work in with the team. They're off on a tangent. And we need to be standing up for the right things because apparently National are beneficiary bashers because they're bashing up on all the people who have no jobs.
Yeah.
And
but they're not creating any jobs either.
No.
So
they're just cutting them off, you know. It's meant to be a benefit and, hello, you're not alerted anymore.
No, we'll be all right. If we just, you know, take the mark of the beast, we'll be good little slaves. We're okay. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. Yeah. Everything's dandy.
Yeah, but Labour has to get their act together.
Yeah.
They did that with the pay equity business. There were a lot of protests, and also representing doctors going overseas and people on long waiting lists and this sort of thing. But Labor has to work in together.
Yes, they do.
You know, because Luxon is the preferred Prime Minister. Winston Peters is getting a bit of kudos as a foreign minister.
Yeah.
And also the Greenies and the Maori Party, apparently they've gone up a little bit. But the Labor, the Greenies, Maori Party, and the Maori Party have to get it together. Have
they
to define policies. I mean, you know, National's taking care of the rich. Why aren't they bringing in a wealth tax?
Yeah.
They don't seem to, the people that are making millions of dollars of all the homes and everything, including landlords, why aren't they taxed extra to look after the people? You know what I mean? Trickle down, not trickle up, Mr. Luxon.
Yeah, you know? That's the one.
Now, David Seymour's become the new Deputy Prime Minister.
Oh, dear.
Now, I feel he's a puppet of the New World Order. With the Treaty Principles Bill, while that was defeated, 300,000 people had to decide.
Yep.
We're still going to get a two-class system. And a lot of people that I talk to are in favour of the rich.
Yeah.
They don't like the treaty. They don't like democracy. They just want to look after themselves, you know?
Yeah.
I'm all right, Jack, you know, take care
just
of your
from an outside
podcast,
perspective,
you know.
Jack, I thought we already had three prime ministers anyway. Weren't these three in cahoots together type thing? What's this about a deputy one?
Good point.
Yeah. Didn't Jim Bolger say that or Jim Anderton? I can't remember which one.
But are they taking care of the people?
No.
Do they walk
no,
a
no,
mile?
They never do.
Are they creating jobs? Are they looking after health care?
Are they on medication?
Well, they may as well be, you know, they just think of themselves. So he wants to abolish the treaty, creating a two-class rich versus poor system. He's trying to eliminate tikanga principles from the law schools and our judicial system, bringing in martial military law. So this is a major concern that Parliament takes nuclear option to kill off tikanga regulation within the law system. Rights and liberties are on the line.
Has he gone up in popularity in the polls?
Who's that?
David Seymour.
Yes, he has. And this is a big worry because he's
that
more
is a big
national,
worry.
He's more right wing. It is a major concern that common people in this country are not going to have a say.
Yeah.
And so you can't just sit on the fence. You need to stand up, speak your truth. You need to become a freedom fighter, a buddy supporter, and maybe we can give you an award, you know, the New Zealand Merit of Honour Award for Dames.
And I'll tell you what, Yanni, if you actually did your own poll, it would be very different to theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a point.
Now, Orangi Tamariki, apparently a boy's arm was broken there. And they got away with it. Now, an ex-staffer was seen online with a policeman brutally treating her. And she was just trying to expose what's going on. So if you speak up against an organisation like, you know, who's trafficking in children and
you
not doing the right...
You might get physically assaulted by the New Zealand police.
Which
is not an uncommon thing. A lot of people have been assaulted by police officers. They tend to go above the law.
They ignore
what we call law.
Yeah. So, Jenny, you had something to say about that, you know. Something to do with a child has died, a Maori child.
Oh, Catalia.
And they're saying the Maori party was complicit because they need to deal with that aggressive side.
Yeah, Catalia Romana Pepine. Sorry, I didn't pronounce that correctly. Yeah, she was murdered and her murderer was given name suppression and she was only 3 years old.
So, you know, with suppression and oppression and a class war, you know, parents are forced to look after their children, and now David Seymour wants to penalise parents by charging them $300 if they don't bring their children to school.
Yeah.
So if the right-wingers are punishing our families... And majoring on mothers and fathers being split. Are they looking after the family?
No, because all they're doing for the school is so they can indoctrinate the kids at school so they'll get their vote.
Those hypnotised by the Mammon think that by threatening them with Mammon, it's going to work. But at the end of the day, the Prime Minister did say those that can't afford it won't have to pay. So it doesn't matter what David Seymour does, the Prime Minister's already said they don't have to pay.
Now, John Manoa was supposed to be here online today because I wanted to talk to him about how they're getting rid of Indigenous rights throughout the world. Because we're seeing in some countries like the Dominican Republic where citizens are actually kicked out or deported out of their country. And we have a lot of deportations going on in America if you're going to be anti-Semitic, because apparently someone attacked some survivors from the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And so therefore he'll be sent out of the country.
Oh.
But 57 countries are affected, and that's why John Manoa is the president of the United Tribes of New Zealand.
Yeah.
A Dutch name as part of the federal government, that's William of Orange, and we charge our government for taking away our sovereignty through the new regulatory bill on the treaty. Prince Charles is supporting Trump's bullying tactics, taking away the land laws of England, which is affecting the Te Whenua Land Act of 2017. How is that? Is Maori land being stolen, or what's happening there, Jenny?
Well, yeah, it's being stolen. I'm not going to put it nicely.
I talked to a Maori radicalist the other day, and there's just no way. He knows the stuff. He won't let them onto his land. He owns it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Right. And also, John Manoa wants to people on the Give a Little page to provide $50,000 for this lawyer. Apparently, he's taking action against the Freemasons for fraudulent money laundering. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like that, because as part of the William of Orange, you know, where they're arresting citizens and this sort of thing, at least he's coming up with a solution, because the Constitution is being taken away. Our money system is all wrong. It's a false monetary system that just looks after the rich. And the land is being stolen. Indigenous rights. United we stand, divided we fall. Unless we unite as a nation and make a stand, everything's going to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The right wing is going to take over completely unless Labour fronts up and starts confronting Luxon on policies, unless they get it together, the MPs. Hey, you guys, you need to work on your MPs now, not later, a month before the election. Get your act together. Along with the Maori Party and the Greenies.
Best he does, or else he get a putty smashed in his forehead.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well, these are our own opinions.
Well, I'll say stuff like that. Sorry.
Yep, yep. Now, the Fifth Monarchy, common law under Christ, happened in the 16th century. Land and gentry outside the church, the Puritans against the Roundheads. And they brought in common law, and they were slightly against the churches, because the churches were, collecting taxes off the rich and supporting the rich in lots of respects. So they needed a new common law system, you know, that honours people, you know, do unto others as you have them do unto you.
Yes, I agree.
The Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, if you have the right to defend yourself, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. So the Fifth Monarchy, common law under Christ. Could we have a common law movement? Could we have a movement that was based on true democracy, freedom, justice, and equality for the people? And fictitious corporate entities are anti-Christ and anti-Golden Jubilee. A sovereign government supports the aspirations of the people of the country known as New Zealand, and the sovereign government will be made of people chosen by the people. Okay, we are not just persons, upper class letters, but people claiming an equity security notice. Sovereignty resides in the people whose power is the law. This proceeding is pursuant to an equity common law. This proceeding pursuant to the Parliament of New Zealand Statute Act. So a person in legislation includes a corporation, a body corporate and unincorporated body. People from the Latin word populus means the living. So we're living, we're not dead. We're not a dead corpse.
Yes, amen to that one. We have.
Okay, so Jeff, you wanted share something?
Well, good morning to everyone listening. Anyway, it's 11:15 a.m. Wednesday, the 4th of June, 2025. And I'm bringing in a new segment to Jack's show. I've called it Food for Thought from the Fringes. With today, I'm just going to open with a couple of poems.
Yep.
This first poem is called Vision, When Friends Are Found and Dreams Are Real. I am touching the walls of a tunnel. I see the light. My hands are bound, my feet are still. A bird of flight to seek out a vision, with my will to find a way out. Is it a dream or simply an illusion? To this day I cast a thought. Take flight, O bird of freedom. Break free for your dreams, for they have a right to be real. Who can read what is to be read? Who can write what will be written? Fate and time thus foretold will unfold. What right have we to see this light? Mere mortals, it's our only right. I wrote that poem nearly 30 years ago, Jack.
So are you talking about the bird of paradise, the dove or the geese?
It is a very biblical poem. Now this next one. Step forth, I advance ye to the golden kingdom of the realm beside the helm. For thou cannot forsake thee, vast wisdom that has come to me. You, besides this thought, must think. God's kingdom they've given ye all to drink. The prophets whom lived before our time, their knowledge they gave, was it from the A divine? To ponder one's bag full of pearls, whilst this world forsakes its own perils. Take these messages there, kid ye not, your hidden treasures, your worthless plot. Scripture of time on the age-old wall, surely told of when it all falls. Darkness knows of nothing as brightness rules all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next week, Jack, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in what I call alphabet soup.
Okay.
And it's a list of things, an alphabet of things, that's things that are wrong with this planet. It'll be starting with the abolishment of all war, the arbitration of a new all-world government. The second will be about the Bible.
Yeah.
The third, I'll be going into climate change and conspiracy theories, and then I'll be entering into the decommission of all nuclear power plants and the dissolution of all nations.
Yeah, I want to do my poem. He did one, I get one. Okay, here's a little poem to the boys and girls in blue. Why does policemen start with poo? You know, it's just a good question. What you have to think about it. That's just a short poem.
Now, the world is getting darker. We have anti-white violence going on in South Africa. And a cop was arrested for tweet warning about the spread of anti-Semitism. And Michael Laws on a platform spoke of Te Pāti Māori being complicit in the silence over the Māori child killed. Okay. So what is our solution to all this? I believe we need a revival.
Pulling down
walls that divide us, coming together. And that's where the Labour Party needs to get their act together and work together, all of them, as National are doing. And this wonderful Celtic symbol, because I've been attending an intercessory prayer group, we've been praying at St. Francis, is based on the Gita glass, or the wild goose chase. And the Holy Spirit was defined not just as a dove, but as a wild, unpredictable, untamed goose, reflecting God's nature. That we need to release dangerous people who go out in society, defend their truths, okay, stand against Satan, take authority over the anti-life forces. This is where we can't just be passive and just think, I'm all right, you know, let's not get involved with what people are doing. We need to stand in our belief of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to define ourselves as priests, be the ministry. Are you an evangelist or a prophet? What are you, Simon?
I'm a thorn in the devil's side.
Yeah, but you need to be a ministry. Take up. Are you an evangelist, Jeff?
Well, my poetry sort of says that.
Yeah, but are you sharing the Lord Jesus with people? Are you
I do. Literature itself, the science fiction that I've written, I've also written into it the things that the Spirit's shown me, why I believe that the Spirit's very real and that we are looking forward to a new all-world government that has nothing to do with this current New Zealand government.
That means you're saying that the Word of God isn't real? There's going to be a one-world government.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to fight it to the day I die. But
you need to bring in the reign of Christ and defend the kingdom. Yeah. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Oh, is a king. But, you know, I'll miss Hillcrest because we're part of the 10-day prayer and intercession for Pentecost, you know, filled with the Spirit. Have you received the gift of tongues yet, Jenny?
I can speak tongues. But I do it in private. It's not something I...
Yeah, that's the sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Do you pray in tongues?
Yeah, I pray in tongues.
You pray in tongues?
I understand what it means. Heatoa te aroha.
Yeah. So, and we were praying for the university for Christians to come to Christ, and I've been witnessing to all the young people I find, you know, high five, Jesus loves you, and sharing Christ, you know, even yesterday I was sharing with a few young people. So we need to have this idea that we bring the transformation into society. And the sevenfold blessing, the sevenfold intensified spirit, practice acknowledging the Spirit is upon you to experience the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, is anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. And like the sevenfold spirit declares what God's people will do by repairing the waste cities. So we have to be the solution, don't we? We have to be the change we want to see in others. And we can only do that by being in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't just hide in a church, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
We can't just be a pew sitter. You can't be like that. You have to have, this is the kingdom age, you have to have direct access to the Father and know who you are in the Lord Jesus Christ. So this tornado hit Norton, about 100 roofs were affected and all these rubbish bins were turned upside down. But I believe it's a sign from God that our relativism, radical individualism and materialism just ain't cutting it.
Yeah.
We're becoming too godless and that's why we need to be revived.
I agree.
And also we're handed out this award, the King Jesus Award for ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And
that's real gold, eh?
Has... awarded judges, comedians, Ruth Richardson, you know, she was attacking the family many years ago. But I sometimes wonder, do we honour the right people? The people who are fighting, you know, against a court system that has taken their children away.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are freedom fighters within society. The people who are ordinary citizens doing extraordinary things. They are the people that we should be honouring within our society. And the road cone tip line is out there. You know how you have road cones and it's all a distraction to what's really going on. What's really going on is the poverty, the homelessness, the high cost of living, the joblessness. This is what the government needs to be sorting out, not just taking care of the rich, you know what I mean? And this Saturday at 2 o'clock at Te Araha, the rates reform people are meeting. And we are against the prison cities, you know, the 15-minute cities, because it's all a distraction. While we're getting caught up with these cones and everything else, people are becoming increasingly more jobless, the high costs of living, families are separating, people are being alienated. So it is time for rainbow ribbons. It is time for buddy supporters, freedom fighters, holistic healers. You need to sign up. We need to be common law practitioners and we need to be doing citizens' arrests.
Amen. Amen. Whole city council, I'm going to arrest them. I've got a plan. Definitely got one, two, three plan together.
But has anyone out there listening noticed that there tends to be more road cones on the road than there's ever been before? I mean, you see one, you've got hundreds of them on some of these intersections and you scratch your head and wonder why so many are needed.
Because the city council do not have a brain.
So if David Seymour is Deputy Prime Minister, I think we've got a lot to worry about because he's a right-winger.
I've got anxiety as you talk about it. Please stop talking about
it. He wants to abolish the treaty, creating a two-class system of the rich versus the poor. We're all going to be cracked on. We're going to be in the darkness while the rich are living life on the high line with their trickle up. They won't tax the rich, will they?
No.
They'll just look after one another.
The ACT Party, it's in their mission statement that they don't believe in tax.
Oh, goodness me. Oh, well, they're making heaps in their three or four homes where we, the people, the real people, the common people, are suffering in society.
I hope David Seymour realises if tax doesn't exist and GST doesn't exist, he doesn't get paid.
I think there's going to be an uprising. I'm a Matakite, and I've had visions of a total upheaval in society. That if you torment people, as in the French revolution, by denying them food and denying them jobs, and they're beneficiary bashing right now, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
The right wingers, they're claiming to have jobs, but there's no jobs out. They ought
well,
to
the Matakite, Jack, the Matakite is the prophet of doom. So you would say Te Whakamātonga Parai Te Nui Matakite. Now that is a title that belongs only to Christ.
Yeah. We need
and
this,
the people and the people, Jeff.
Your so old man shall dream dreams, your young man shall dream, shall see visions. I've had a vision of the New Jerusalem.
Yeah, right.
Okay? Now, Parliament takes nuclear option to kill off tikanga, regulation within law system. So if they get rid of tikanga, these are virtues, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What sort of Maori virtues are we talking
tikanga
about?
Tikanga law.
Kotahitanga.
Yep. Yeah, and that's why with summary responsibilities, obligations and stakeholders, kaitiakitanga, obligations, chiefs, kaumātua, kuia and heads of families have to pass on oral traditions and cultural values, keeping stories and myths alive. We become wisdom keepers of the law, carriers of the torches of the light, shining, speaking forth mysteries of the stars. So we need to speak up as elderly people, don't we?
Mm.
Yeah.
Uniting all religion and tribes, working together, te kotahitanga, we must honour the interfaith movement, recognising basic truths and what we have in common with all humanity, striving for the good of all, lending a helping hand, becoming God-conscious individuals. This is what Labour needs. Okay, we must train up freedom fighters, the Blue Knight Guardian protectors, common law practitioners, setting up the Ngā Rangatira Indigenous Council. And John belongs to that. I belong to that. Do you belong to that? The Ngā Rangatira Indigenous. We are the elders.
I'll consider a presentation on that organisation should it choose to enter my premise.
Okay, setting up the Ngā Rangatira Indigenous Council, looking at purpose, problem, proactive solutions, programs and principles. We need to focus on safer communities, freeing humanity from global enslavement,
yeah.
Ahuritanga. We all need to share and care, giving naturally from the heart, using aroha nui koha distribution, bettering society and the extended family, getting back to a resource-based economy and barter exchange, recognising each other's gifts and talents. This is a cause for the people. This is the people democratically. David Seymour hates democracy. He wants to shut down Maoridom.
Yeah,
he wants
to shut down, on the poor people.
Yeah.
This is evil. You know what I mean? And Christians should be promoting as king priests the common law jubilee principle, you know, of equality for all, freedom, justice and equality. We need to realise Māori aura responsibilities, healing and restoring using family mediation counselling, tender love and care depending naturally on our higher power. Amen. So,
and I'll bring in next week, Jack, I'll bring in the Bible code.
Oh, you're getting a bit deep there, brother.
I knowledge is the key that will enable you to see.
Don't forget you're a priest, a headship believer.
Bring it on.
And also counterpart bride of Christ. Okay, thank you for listening to our show. We get a bit controversial from time to time.
Just a wee bit.
Yeah, but it's wonderful standing up for the real people. Come on, Nash. Come on, Labour. Come on, Maori Party. Come on, the Greenies.
We have all a nice day, everybody.
God bless you all.
Have a good society. Week.
Shabbat shalom. Assalamu alaikum.
For another week. Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.